Russia launched a large-scale aerial assault on Kyiv over the weekend, injuring dozens and killing at least three people, as Moscow and Kyiv carried out the largest prisoner exchange since the beginning of the full-scale invasion in February 2022. Ukraine's Air Force reported that Russia fired 14 ballistic missiles and 250 attack drones overnight into Saturday, with 6 missiles and 245 drones intercepted. The capital Kyiv was the primary target, with multiple residential areas hit by falling debris and explosions. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko described the barrage as a massive attack, marking the second night of strikes on the capital. Air raid sirens blared for hours, forcing residents into shelters. Officials confirmed at least 18 people were injured overnight into Saturday, with 10 more wounded, including 2 children, in fresh attacks overnight into Sunday. Fires and damaged buildings were reported across several Kyiv districts. Russian missile and drone attacks also hit Kharkiv and Donetsk, where 5 civilians were killed. The Ukrainian government accused Moscow of intensifying attacks to derail ceasefire discussions, following the Istanbul talks earlier this month. President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attacks, calling for increased sanctions on Moscow. "Each such strike proves that the prolonging of the war lies solely with Russia," he stated on social media platform X. Simultaneously, Ukraine and Russia exchanged over 600 prisoners of war on Saturday, as part of a 3-day swap involving 1,000 POWs from each side. Videos released by Ukraine's defense ministry showed emotional reunions, including a woman who found her husband after he spent 6 months in Russian captivity. The first direct talks in nearly 3 years were held in Istanbul last week, but failed to produce a ceasefire agreement. Ukrainian officials noted that since those talks, Russian aerial assaults have escalated. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry claimed it downed around 100 Ukrainian drones targeting regions including Moscow, Belgorod, and Tula. Local authorities in Tula said 3 people were injured in drone-related incidents. Ukraine's foreign minister Andriy Syba criticized Russia for continuing attacks instead of delivering on peace efforts discussed in Istanbul. "One week after the talks, Russia sends missiles, not peace," he said. The situation remains volatile as both sides brace for continued hostilities amid rising international calls for an immediate ceasefire.